With humility and love, I offer my pranams at Bhagavan Baba's divine lotus feet. My dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba is currently an intensive care patient at the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, the hospital that he built for the poor who receive treatment there free of charge. He has cardiac and pulmonary problems. His condition is stable. There has been improvement, but he is still seriously ill. Medical reports of his condition are being given on a regular basis by the eminent director of the hospital, Dr. A. N. Safaya, Medical Director, Sri Satya Sai Institute for Higher Medical Sciences, formerly the Medical Superintendent of the All India Institute for Medical Sciences in Delhi. Medical updates can be obtained at the following internet site, srisatyasaihealth.wordpress.com. Bhagavan Baba, our beloved Swami as we refer to him, is and always has been in control of the human life that he has assumed. He is and always has been in control of his own destiny in this life that he himself ordained to take place for the benefit of mankind. We who are devoted to him pray that he will decide to recover and remain amongst us. We pray that he will continue to teach us, inspire us, bless us, and love us as the divine mother and father that he is and always has been. We pray that he will enable all of mankind to accomplish the inevitable spiritual journey that awaits each and every one of us, the journey toward enlightenment and self-realization. This last November, the President and Prime Minister of India visited Bhagavan Baba on the occasion of his 85th birthday. They acknowledged and paid homage to the monumental and unprecedented humanitarian accomplishments and services rendered by Baba over many decades. Free schools, primary through university level, providing high-quality worldly education and unprecedented spiritual education, incorporating the universal human values, right conduct, truth, peace, love, and nonviolence into the curriculum at all levels. Who has ever done such a thing? Free medical services in mobile hospitals, general hospitals, and super specialty hospitals where the poor are treated for ordinary maladies as well as complicated medical diagnostic evaluations, treatments, and surgery, all free of charge. Who has ever done such a thing? Conceiving and building a system of reservoirs, overhead tanks, wells, and thousands of miles of pipes conducting pure water to millions of poor people at no cost to the people or the government. Who has ever done such a thing? Most noteworthy and awe-inspiring is the following of kindred hearts, the procession of human goodness and selfless love, the good people who have joined together to follow him. They imbibe his divine teachings and emulate the noble examples that he has demonstrated. Over the years, people from many countries who had a dream or a feeling or a thought or heard a voice or read a book were all suddenly inspired to act and become his devotees. There was no solicitation, advertisement, or campaign. There was no telephone call or written invitation. They received the message promulgated by the Divine One, our beloved Bhagavan Baba, heart to heart. There are hundreds of thousands of devotees all over the world, perhaps millions of good-hearted people, finding the light of his love deep in their own hearts, transforming their lives into beacons of virtue. Who has ever done such a thing? Now, he who has been the veritable source of goodness and godliness, who has taught and sacrificed for the people, who has taken upon himself a serious illness, is being falsely maligned in some quarters. A litany of old, scandalous accusations, proven false repeatedly over the years, are published irresponsibly. Multitudes of tender hearts suffer as a result of this callousness. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. I'm hopeful that noble-minded journalists will seek, find, and write about the greatest story ever told. They will seek the truth, and humanity will be served. They will find the truth in the lessons taught by our beloved Bhagavan Baba to mankind through his words and his works over many decades. They will find lessons for the spiritual redemption of mankind. Let us pray that Bhagavan Sri Satyasai Baba will decide to remain with us for the salvation of all. As he has taught, and may we all experience, that every one of us are children of God. We are all essentially divine. Let each of us turn inward, find the light of selfless love, the light that enlightens. May each of us ultimately become the noble beings that we truly are and behave accordingly. Let us all pray that Swami will hasten his recovery and move amongst us once more. Jai Sai Ram.